For our scripture reading, will you turn with me to the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26.
今天早上的经文是哥林多前书第十四章第二十六节。
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26.
哥林多前书第十四章第二十六节。
Is this only one verse, so I'm going to read it one time in English, and then the Christian will read it in Chinese. What then shall we say, brother, when you come together, everyone has a hymn, or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or interpretation? All these must be done for the strengthening of the church.
弟兄们, 这就怎么样呢? 你们聚会的时候，个人有 个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都要就教人。Now
we have been talking on the topic of worship.
我们曾经 讲过这个崇拜这个题目很多次了。And
we have been dealing with this topic in the vertical dimension, that is between man and God.
我们讲 关于崇拜敬拜这个题目就讲到人与神这个关系
That is we the people worship God is the upward direction
人怎么样去敬拜神就是上往上的这个层面
And then God reveals his truth towards a downward movement
然后呢,因为我们的敬拜神就把他的真理显明给我们,就是他从上面指示我们下来的这个方向。
And the result is we are transformed, we are changed.
因为这样子的神给我们的指示的时候呢,我们就改变了。
But worship has a horizontal dimension.
那其实这个崇拜也有另外一个层面,就是人与人之间的这个层面
That is between man and man
就是弟兄姊妹之间的这个层面
We minister to one another in the church and to the lost world outside the church
我们彼此的这个 牧养 然后也是在教会里面 也对这个 外面没有信主的人
It is not enough that we are transformed by God through experience but we are We also experience the transformation. I must also help other people to be transformed.
因为我们给神这样子的改变了，这也不够了。我们也要帮助别人得到神的这个改变。
Now the word that Paul used to describe the horizontal experience is edification.
保罗用这个字来 这个形容我们人与人之间的这个关系呢，就是用这个造就这个字来表现。
The word edification means to build up, to build up a person.
造就这个意思就是来建立的意思。
Now, what are the Christians supposed to do when they gather together to worship God?
那么基督徒当我们在一起崇拜的时候，我们做什么呢？
Now, nowhere in the Bible does it give us an order of worship. That is what we have. We begin with a call to worship, praise and worship, and giving and worship. We don't have that order of worship in the Bible.
在圣经里面也没有 像我们说我们的聚会要怎么样的这个内容，要唱诗歌，首先唱诗歌，讲道谢呢，也没有这样子的戏剧。
But in the scripture that we have read this morning in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 36, it says, now whatever you do, one thing must not lacking, and that is the strengthening of the church, the edification of the church.
那保罗在哥林多前书第十四章二十六节，今天我们念的这个经文。 保罗说，无论你要做什么，你要唱诗歌呢，翻译呢，或者讲到，什么都要就彼此的造就。For
the past, we have been talking about the content of worship, whatever what we do during worship.
我们之前讲关于这个敬拜的时候，讲到那个敬拜的内容。Now
we want to talk about the intent of worship.
今天我们来讲到崇拜的这个我们的那个 我们的表现，我们的目的。
We sometimes make the mistake of overemphasizing the content of worship.
很多时候我们讲到崇拜的时候呢, 我们很多时候就花很多的时间来讲到那个内容。
And we forget about the intent of worship.
很多时候我们不会花很多的时间来想到我们崇拜的目的。
Now, content includes those things that we do in worship.
这个内容就讲到我们在崇拜里面做些什么。
The singing, the praying, the preaching, the message, and all these are the content, what we do during worship.
这个内容就是包括呢唱诗、读经、讲道，这些都是我们崇拜的那个内容。
And we spend a lot of time preparing for the content of worship.
那么这个内容呢，我们用很多的时间去准备这个崇拜的内容。
The choir has to prepare.
那个诗班要练诗。
They have to practice every Sunday.
每一个星期天诗班都要练诗，很努力的去练诗。
And the ushers are trained to do the ushering.
很多要做这个主席的也要准备。
The presiders lead the worship. And the preacher,
唱诗的，还有牧师的也要准备。
And we take time to prepare the sermon each Sunday.
牧师用很多的时间来准备这个讲道的内容。
So all these are content, and then what is the purpose of the content? What is the intent about this? The intent is edification, building up the church.
那我们花那么多时间来准备这个。 讲这个崇拜的内容，为了是什么呢？其实这个目的就是要彼此的造就。
Okay, so first of all, we will look at the definition. What's the definition of the word edification, build up? What does it mean?
首先，我们来看一下这个造就是什么意思呢？
See, Paul often used things from the architecture to illustrate spiritual things.
很多时候，保罗用那个建造的这个来讲到这个圣灵的真理。
The word edify is come from a Latin word, edificant.
这个造就这个字是从那个拉丁文来的，叫做 edificant.
Which means to build.
意思说就是建造。
Now the whole image go back to the time when Jesus said, "I will build my church on this rock."
这个建造就是曾经耶稣基督他说过，我要在这个磐石上建造我的教会。When
Jesus asked the disciple, "Who do you think that I am?"
当耶稣问他的门徒说，你认为我是谁呢？
And it was Peter who said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
那么彼得说，你是神的儿子。
And Jesus said, "Upon your confession." Because of what you have said, I will build my church on this rock.
他说，对了，我会把我的教会建造在这个磐石上。
And that is the word that is being used by Paul, edification.
这个造就这个意思就是这样的意思，就是建造。
Now in the adult Chinese Sunday school nowadays, you know, this few weeks you have been studying 1 Corinthians chapter 11 to 14 or what?
在成人的主日学，我们会有看到那个哥林多前书这些经文。
And you have been talking about the use and abuse of spiritual gifts.
那么我们在主日学那边也有讲到这个圣灵的这些恩赐，它的使用或者那是滥用这些恩赐。
And one of the major points was the importance of the edification of the church.
那么保罗说到，那么重要的就是要我们要造就这个教会。
Paul said, "Now you talk about tongues, 方言。
他讲到这个讲方言。
You talk about miracles, healings, and etc. All these are good."
他说讲到讲方言啊，行神迹啊，然后可以医治那些病的人，全。 全部这些事都是好事。
But, you know, sometimes this causes a person to puff up, to be proud, spiritual pride.
但是有时候因为我们可以做那么多的事情，我们就觉得骄傲起来了。
The bottom line is, it must build up the church.
最重要的一件事就是，不论我们做什么，都要造就这个教会。
So we have to ask the question, is it edifying the church?
所以我们做每样事，我们要问一下，问自己一个问题：这是不是造就这个教会呢
？And that's the reason why in 1 Corinthians 14:26, Paul said everything must be done for the edification, for the building up of the church.
所以在哥林多前书第4:26那边说，保罗说到，无论你做什么，总要就是要造就这个教会。
He said, "You have a song, you announce it, but it has to be done."In the interest of all the people around you.
说他说你要有诗歌要分享的话可以，但是就要就造就别人。
You have a teaching, you have a revelation, you have a tongue, you must exercise it in the interest of building up the church, the brothers and sisters.
他说如果你有什么教训的，你有什么启示，你有方言的，你要放出来的话都可以，但是凡事都要造就人。
It must not done to glorify yourself.
你不可以做这些事为了自荣耀自己。
So when the Christian gather together for worship, one of its intent is edification, ministering one another, building one another.
所以当基督徒聚在一起的时候，要崇拜神的时候，我们的那个目的其实就要彼此的服侍，彼此的造就。
So it is a horizontal dimension. We bless each other.
所以这个层面是人与人之间的层面，我们要彼此的祝福。
It was not enough that the worshipper get a blessing when we come for worship.
其实我们来到教会聚会的时候，不但只是要受到神从上面给我们的这个祝福。
But he is supposed to be a blessing to others.
其实我们也要为别人祝福。
You must not come to church demanding I must get a blessing.
你不是说要来到教会，我要得到神给我的祝福。
I must get some help for my spiritual problems.
我来到教会，因为我想找到一些的这个答案。
If I am not able to get this, then it's not a good church. I'm going to go some other church.
如果我来到这个教会不可以得到这些东西，我就觉得这个教会不是很好，那我要去别的教会。
But instead, we must come with the attitude that how can I be a blessing to others?
其实我们来教会的心态不是这样子，其实我们来教会要问自己，我怎么成为别人的祝福呢？
So this is a test of maturity.
这个也是要对我们的成熟的的这个看看我们有的有多成熟的这个表现。
See, a baby wants the world to revolve around him.
好像一个婴孩他出生的时候，全世界都要就是看着他，要照顾他。
He is the center of the universe.
那整个这个家庭全朋友都是在照顾他，他是世界的中心。
When the baby grows older, he realizes it is not so.
当你慢慢长大的时候，你就知道世界不是围绕着你来转的。
The world doesn't revolve around him, and he's not the center of the universe.
那我们就慢慢长大的时候就知道自己不是世界的中心。
So we say that the baby has grown, he has matured.
那当我们这样子的心态的时候，就知道我们就成熟了。
But unfortunately, we have a lot of grown-up baby.
但是可惜我们有有时候是一个长大的婴孩。
The people who are grown up and yet they act like a baby. They want the world to revolve around them.
有些人虽然就是已经长大了，但是其实心灵上是很不成熟啊，好像要整个世界都当着他是成为他是世界的中心。
And Paul said again in Romans 14:19 said, "Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification."
所以保罗在罗马书第十章第十四章第19节，他说：“所以我们要追求和睦的事，要彼此建立德行的事。”
Now let us talk about how do we edify one another. Number one, we edify by our presence.
那么首先我们看看怎么样我们可以彼此的造就彼此的建立呢我们我们要就是因为我们 的出席
To begin with, my presence in a worship service says something positive to my fellow Christian.
当我们出席来到这个聚会的时候我们讲一些很有建议性的事情。
My presence tells them that God is important to me.
当我来到这个教会我 出席的时候就讲对你说神是对在我的生命很重要。
And I'm also telling my brother and sister that you are important to me.
而且我也对我的弟兄姊妹说你也很重要。
If I stayed at home, I would not be able to stir up love and good works.
如果我不来教会，我留在家里的时候，我就不可以给你们有这份的爱，可以彼此的相爱。
Oftentimes, people will come to me and say how my ministry has ministered them, have helped them.
很多时候弟兄姊妹来跟我说，我的就是讲道可以帮助他们。
But they did not know that they are ministering to me also.
但是其实弟兄姊妹不知道，其实你们也是对我有很大的造就。
See, by your presence here, you are ministering to me.
其实你出席的时候，你来到这里，你也对我很大的建造，很大的造就。
You are encouraging me. You are uplifting me.
你给我很多的这个鼓励。
You see, in my former church.I know some of them are in the medical profession, they are in the postal service, and they work in what we call the graveyard shift. That means they have to work at night.
在我以前牧养的教会，很多次在这个做医生或者做护士，他们这些的时候，就很多时候是晚上要工作的，半夜。
And yet.They were at church on Sunday morning after a few hours of sleep.
虽然他们半夜要工作，然后他们回家只是睡了只有几个小时而已，他们都来教会。
And I thank God for these people.
那我就很感谢神，对这些他们这样子的信心很感谢神。
Because they edify me.
因为他们真的这样子的造就我了。
And some of you may have chronic allergy that you are not able to sleep at night, and yet on Sunday morning.You are here.
那我知道有些弟兄姊妹有很多的这个敏感，所以晚上都睡不好，但是星期天都会来到这个教会。
So when I see you, my spirit is lifted up.
所以当我看到你们来的时候，我就觉得很大的鼓励。
So many of you are faithful attendants, no matter what happened, rain or shine.
很多弟兄姊妹都不断的，就是每个星期都来教会，无论是下雨或者好天。
So by your presence, you're ministering to me, you're also ministering to one another.
所以当你们出席的时候，你们就是彼此的建立，彼此的就是牧养，然后对我也你们也对我这样子的很多的这个鼓励。
So by our attendance, we are ministered to one another. I want to emphasize one another.
所以呢，当你出席的时候，其实你们是彼此的造就。
So it is a two-way street.
这是彼此，就是互相的。
I minister to you, and you minister to me.
我牧养你们，你们也同样的牧养我。
Now the New Testament Bible uses this phrase very often. Let me list a few of them.
其实彼此这个字就是在这个新约里面用很多次的。
In John chapter 13, the John talks about wash one and Jesus talk about wash one another feet.
在约翰福音那边讲到耶稣教我们彼此的洗脚。
It's an attitude of humility, a attitude of servanthood, serving one another.
就是好像我们做仆人这样子。
And then in Romans it talks about prefer one another.
在罗马书也讲到这个彼此的推让。
And there are many churches in town that are larger and better organized and more famous speakers.
其实在这里在 Wellington 或者在纽西兰有很多不同的教会，比这个教会更大的教会，而且有更好的这个讲员。
But you prefer to be here.
但是你们 来这个教会。
But this is an encouragement to me and also to one another.
所以呢，这样子是对我很大的鼓励，而且对大家也是一个彼此的鼓励。
We accept one another.
我们彼此的接受自己。
See, we don't want to change anybody.
我们彼此的接受，我们不想去改变一个别的人。
We accept one another.
我们彼此的接纳。
If there's anything need to be changed, it is the Holy Spirit who is doing the changing.
如果我们其中有需要什么改变的话，其实这个圣灵也会自己去做他的工作。
And it is not our business to change you. It's God who is going to change you.
不是我们要改，我要改变你们，是神要改变你们。
And then there is to admonish one another.
我们要彼此的相爱。
劝勉。People come to me to tell me and correct me the things that I've done that's wrong.
我们要彼此的劝勉，好像有些人也对我说，如果我做错了什么事，他们会跟我说，让我可以改过来。
And they did it in love. It takes a lot of love to tell a person who is wrong.
其实要需要很大的爱心，可以才可以跟别人说你做错了什么。
And then there's care for one another.
要彼此的照顾。
The church says to me, "You took care of us, and we need to take care of you too."
教会对我说，你照顾我们，我们也会照顾你。
And in my former church, we is a large church, and so we have people who are specially trained to help me in my finance and how to invest and things like that.
我以前牧养的教会是一个很大的教会，所以有些人他们是专业是看这个财政方面，所以他们也帮助我怎么样去管理我的财政。
And they would advise me how to buy a house as an investment.
他们也是给我这些财政的方面的意见，教我怎么去买房子。
And so we care for one another.
所以我们是彼此的照顾。
And then the Bible also says that we submit to one another.
在圣经里面也叫我们要彼此的这个顺服。
In the church, no one is the head.
在教会里面其实没有，我们在教会里面没有人是头。
Who is the head? Christ is the head of the church.
谁是头呢？其实基督才是头。
We are all servants. We serve one another.
我们是仆人，我们是他的仆人，我们要彼此的服侍。
So here I only name a few from the list.
所以我只是讲这几样而已。
There are many others.
还有很多的地方。
All this ministry we can render to one another as we worship God.
这些彼此之间的这些关系，其实也是我们崇拜当中的一个意义。
But of course, they do not only worship. It happened during the worship time.
当然了，这样子，我们彼此的上爱这个关系，不是只是在崇拜的时候或者在教会的时候才看到的。
It can be any time, any place.
这可以无论在哪里，而且在某一个地方。
If the more we administer to one another in our daily lives, the easier it is when we come to church to worship. We serve another. We edify one another.
当我们彼此的这样子的照顾，彼此的有这个爱的这个关系的时候，在我们每天生活里面，当我们来到教会的时候，我们就会更容易的去彼此的照顾，彼此的来一起的来敬拜神。
What is important is we all have a servant attitude.
很重要的就是我们大家都有这个带着一个仆人的心。
We come not to be served, but to serve.
我们来不是要得到人家的服侍，而是要去服侍别人。
So that's the reason why we call this a worship service, because we serve one another as we worship God.
所以呢，我们叫这个崇拜也是就是要彼此的来照顾，彼此的来就是来敬拜神。
Another thing we can do is we edify one another by greeting.
那我们怎么样彼此的照旧呢？也是我们彼此的来问安。
The churches I have served often complain about the noise level before the worship service begins.
很多时候我牧养的教会，他们说到教会之前大家都有些就是很多讲话很吵。
And most of the time I did nothing to correct, to remedy the situation.
那很多时候我都没有做什么。
And the reason is because I feel that Sunday worship is a time of celebration.
那为什么我没有改这个情况呢？ 因为我觉得星期天来教会是一个很欢喜快乐的时间。
When we come to church, it is appropriate for us to celebrate.
我们来到教会的时候，是不是我们要去信主，感谢神？
The great joy he feels in being among other believers.
是我们来到教会的时候是一个欢喜快乐的心，因为我们看到弟兄姊妹。
So in such setting, greeting one another is a very important part of our worship experience.
所以呢，我们来到教会彼此的问安是一个好事。
So greeting one another is not out of order.
所以我觉得来到教会彼此的问安是没有错的事。
So they should not be made guilty about doing it, and they should be encouraged.
所以呢，我不会叫人弟兄姊妹说不要说话。
Of course, the conversing, the talking must be done in good taste.
当然了，我们讲话也不是说讲到很大声或者不适当的事了。
Boisterous and loud conduct is not appropriate in the setting.
很吵啊，这样子的事情是不适合的。
Of course, when the worship begins, then we should stop the talking and chattering.
那当然了，当那个主席要出来上来开始这个聚会的时候，我们就要安静。
Now the worship, the greeting one another is a very important part in the worship experience.
在这个崇拜的经验里面，大家彼此的问安是很重要的。
See, at the end of the worship service, you know, before we pronounce the, or after I pronounce the benediction, we have an item that called greeting one another.
在崇拜这个程序里面，当牧师祝福了之后，我们有这个彼此问安。
So it's very, very important.
这个彼此问安是很重要的。
Now, in the church that I pastored in Chicago, it's a very large church.
一个很在我牧养一个很大的教会呢。And
at the end of service, I will pronounce the benediction.
当那个聚会完的时候，我就会说做这个祝福。And
the choir will sing the last hymn, the Amen song.
然后这个诗班会唱最后一首歌，就叫阿门。And
I'll walk to the main entrance of the church.
然后我就去到那个这个正门。That
there are many entrances, there are many exits because of the required by the fire department. So people can exit through many, many doors. But the main door is where I will stand.
因为这教会很大，有很多不同的门可以出的，但是我就站在那个正门那里。And
the other doors, there are deacons there to greet the people as they exit.
那其他的门还有这些执事，他们也跟大家问安。
But I will be the one who stand at the main entrance.
但是我会就会站在这个正门。
Where most of the people will exit from there.
那大部分人都是从这个正门口出去的。
But there will be a deacon standing by my side.
那还有在我旁边有一位执事。
Now his duty is to remind me who these people are. Sometimes I forget their name and who they are. So he's the one who will tell me, say something in my ear, tell me this is so and so.
那执事在旁边就跟我说，这个是谁是谁，因为教会那么大，我有时候也不记得全部的人。So
I will try to shake as many hands as I can, even the little child, I will try to shake his hand.
那我就对每一个人都对他们握手，小孩子我也跟他们握手。So
greeting is a very, very important part in the worship experience. Do not think that it is just, we just want to do something. No, it's part of the worship.
所以呢，这个彼此问安是在这个崇拜的这个经验中是非常重要的。And
lastly, we say we edify by our song and speech.
那最后一个呢，就是我们怎么样彼此的造就呢？就是用我们的诗歌跟我们的言语。We
witness to others not only by our presence and greeting, but also by what we say and sing and the way we do it.
我们不但只就是造就别人，用我们的出席，而且我们的问案也是要跟着我们讲什么，跟着我们的诗歌。
When we sing, we are not only worshiping the Lord, but we are also speaking to one another in psalm and in hymns and in spiritual songs.
当我们唱诗的时候，不单止我们是要唱诗给神听、崇拜神，而且我们也是用这些言语、这些诗歌来彼此的造就别人。
The choir and the soloists are not the only ones who edify us through song, but each member of the congregation also bear witness to the great love of God and thereby edify one another.
我们得到造就不单只是借着诗班他们的诗歌，也是借着我们彼此的唱诗。
And on many occasions, congregational singing has ministered to me and helped me through a very difficult time.
其实很多时候我听到教会的这些诗歌都帮我得到很大的帮助，让我经过一些很困难的时间。
But singing is not the only vocal witness we may give.
但是诗歌也不是单只是用诗歌也不够的。
We may also give a testimony of what God has said to me or has done for me.
我们也需要为神作见证，讲到神在我们身上做了些什么。
We may feel led to quote a passage from God's word.
如果我们觉得有什么神给我们的启示。
Now in my church in the U.S., we often do it during the evening service.
很多，我在美国的时候，在晚上的聚会呢。
Now you may not heard of what evening service is, but in the U.S. is a common practice that in the evening we have another service.
其实在美国很多时候很多教会都有晚上的聚会。
And we use that time to speak to one another to give a testimony.
我们用那段时间彼此的讲见证。
Now not every believer is led by God at every service to bear witness to every blessings of God that God had given to him.
我不是说每一个人都要在那个聚会里面讲见证。
But each one of us should be sensitive to the direction of God.
但是很多时候我们来这个晚上的聚会时候，神给我们启示的时候，我们就要讲。
Sometimes the Lord brings two or three persons, two or three witnesses whose words blend together in a remarkable way that speak to me.
有时候 在那个晚上的聚会的时候，有两三个人讲见证，这是很奇妙的，把神的话语讲出来。
Have you been to one of these occasions?
你有没有去过这样子的教会呢？
Three people did not collaborate.
有三个弟兄姊妹，他们没有预先没有什么合作的。
Now they did not speak to each other before that.
之前他们没有跟大家说我要讲什么，你要讲什么。
But at that moment they speak and they convey one theme that helped me, that ministered to my heart.
但是当他们每个人出来讲这个见证的时候，就是有一个神带领他们去某一个方向。
Now I do not believe that God is giving us new revelation.
神没有给我们什么新的这个方向，今天。And
we have the complete revelation in the Bible.
因为神把他的启示完全已经放在圣经里面了。However,
he desired to share with his people insight into his spiritual gift, into his spiritual truth, spiritual illumination that enables us to see our situation in the light of God's word.
就是神虽然他全部他的启示已经放在圣经里面了，但是很多时候他是借着一个人把不同的一些的真理的一些的方向的来显明给我们。So
what we have been talking about? We have been talking about worship involves vertical dimension between God and man, man and God.
所以我们讲到这个崇拜的时候，我们讲到不同的层面，就神与人，然后人与人的这个层面。And
then we also talk about a horizontal dimension that is between man and man.
这个层面就是讲到人与人的层面，就是弟兄姊妹彼此的这个关系。And
I want to remind you that we minister to one another by our presence, by our attendance in church.
这个在教会崇拜的时候，我们彼此的这个关系，彼此的呼召，就是借着我们的出席。And
also by our greeting one another.
借着我们的问安。
And we edify one another by singing and by our sharing of testimony.
彼此的温暗,而且呢,唱诗,还有我们的原意。
Let us pray.
让我们来一起祷告。
Our gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that you will continue to speak to us and touch our hearts, that we will continue to meditate upon your word, that we may not sin against you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.